Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more fallout from the recent Paris attacks. Paris prosecutor Francois Molan says police broke up a terrorist unit capable of planning new attacks. He said the raid was called after phone taps and surveillance information led authorities to believe Abdelhamid Abaoud had the suspected mastermind behind the Paris attacks had been in the apartment in Saint-Denis. And Molan said Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was not among the eight people arrested during the operation. He said at least two people were killed. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, is saying his country is proposing a UN Security Council resolution on combating the Islamic State group. A district in Brussels is at the heart of the investigation into last week's attacks. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The rundown Molenbeek district in central Brussels is a focus of police investigations. Abdelhamid Abaoud, the Belgian national believed to be the mastermind of the Paris attacks, grew up in Molenbeek. Two of the attackers, Brahim Abdeslam, who blew himself up outside a Paris cafe, and his brother Salah, who is being hunted by police, also lived in the district. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Prime Minister Erna Solberg says the killing of a Norwegian citizen by the Islamic State is a barbaric act. Islamic State militants claim to have killed a Norwegian and a Chinese hostage. The Islamic State group has released a photo of what it claims is a bomb that took down a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month. The photo shows a soda can that the group said contained the bomb. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is criticizing some American politicians for opposing the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the U.S. Mr. Obama said statements in opposition to resettlement are contrary to American values and could become a recruitment tool for Islamic militants. Suspended FIFA President Sepp Blatter and the European football chief Michel Platini have lost their appeals against provisional 90-day bans by the Global Football Body's Ethics Committee. The provisional ban stops Platini from working as UEFA president and halted his candidacy for the FIFA election on September 26th. Blatter is also barred from his presidential office. Blatter and Platini were suspended last month, engulfed by a deepening corruption scandal. Nigeria's president is ordering the arrest of a former national security adviser who is accused of stealing billions of dollars. The money was meant to buy weapons for the fight against Boko Haram militants. Witnesses say police surrounded the house of Sambo Dasuki in the capital Abuja and refused to let him leave. Two explosions rocked a market in the Nigerian city of Kano on Wednesday. There are an undetermined number of casualties. The blasts ripped through a crowded mobile phone market late in the afternoon. Iran has started cutting back on parts of its nuclear development program that could be used to produce nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the action is required by the recent nuclear agreement. However, diplomats familiar with the IAEA report cautioned that Iran is keeping on standby thousands of centrifuges that could easily be returned to service for use in a weapons program. Cambodia's opposition leader is accusing the ruling party of carrying out a constitutional coup. Robert Carmichael takes a look.
Opposition leader Sam Rainsy was originally scheduled to return to Cambodia late Monday after visits to Japan and South Korea. But he postponed his arrival after a court issued an arrest warrant for him on Friday, and a parliamentary committee controlled by the ruling party subsequently stripped him of his legal immunity and his seat. Rainsy has yet to fix a return date. On Wednesday, the Cambodia Daily newspaper reported that negotiations were underway to organise a deal between the opposition leader and strongman Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for three decades. Robert Carmichael, Phnom Penh.
Police in Honduras have arrested five Syrians who officers say were carrying stolen Greek passports and planned to go to the United States. A police spokesman says the five are being held in Tegucigalpa for questioning. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.